This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported in all Father Matters programs and services, are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. As you know, we just celebrated Mother's Day a couple of weeks ago, but a couple of weeks ago before Mother's Day, I met a powerful woman by the name of Audrey Jenkins. She runs the organization Real Women Revealed. And when I met her back in early April, I was like, you know what, I'm going to have her come on a radio show later on in the summer, in the fall. We're going to talk about Real Women Revealed, what's going on. Sorry. That did not happen. During the week of Mother's Day, we've got so many emails from around the country from women who are struggling with bad relationships, finances, baby daddy issues, marriage issues. And I was surprised at how so many women are dealing with loneliness and abandonment. So I said, we've got to get Audrey on here now, because what better person, who better to have on the show than the founder of CEO and founder of Real Women Revealed, Audrey Jenkins. Audrey Jenkins, welcome to the Father Matters
Show. Thank you so much, Vance, for having me. I appreciate it. I'm ready.
I know you are. I was just looking at your website. I highlighted a couple parts throughout the website. I love this part. You said, the sisterhood sessions are an outlet for women and girls to express themselves. We are everyday, hardworking women with careers, families, bills, and sometimes a lot of baggage. The key is that we learn from each other and let everyone know that is willing to listen, know what real women are all about. Audrey, what is Real Women Revealed?
That is about it in a nutshell. But we are just everyday women that go through different things. We have careers, we have families, we do have baggage, but it's how we use that baggage to help us on to our next step. So we do have baggage. Let's keep it real that we do have baggage, but we have to understand and how to put it in perspective. But the sisterhood sessions were started because women, there are a lot of women who's hurting. One of my taglines is, don't let the stilettos fool you. I know we look all good on the outside and have on our shoes, red bottoms or what have you, but there are issues going on with women, and sometimes we try to cover it up with the makeup and the clothes that we wear.
Well, we got less than 30 minutes left. We're going to unpack this and share with us some of these issues that women are dealing with.
Well, loneliness is one. And when what I found out through the sisterhood sessions with Real Women Revealed is that loneliness is a key. And that's when women start to settle, when we're lonely. Loneliness plays a key. I don't care if you're 21, 51. Loneliness plays a key part in why women settle. I'm around some very powerful women, from judges, from attorneys, from CEOs to community leaders.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me women making over $100,000 a year?
Oh, yeah.
Women with titles, mm-hmm. Women with power are struggling and struggling? No. What's going on?
They are struggling. They may be a CEO, but when it comes to that relationship, something happens. Sometimes the loneliness, and especially I think when women reach maybe that 40 mark, they start feeling, well, am I going to be able to be married maybe again? Or am I going to be able to have a life partner or whatever you want to say? And then they start to settle. And I'm not saying settling in a bad way, because just because you make $100,000, you don't necessarily need a partner that make your man that needs $100,000. But they will settle for different things. And women think that they can change
What are they settling for? And what are they trying to change in a man?
I think what they settle for is, okay, we talk about loneliness. Sometimes women will settle for, maybe their man doesn't like their career or their entrepreneurship. So they will go ahead and settle and maybe downplay what they do or even get out of it. I know some women who have stopped their own businesses for their relationship. I'm not saying that there's you have to have compromise, but if you're going to sell yourself short, and that's man or woman, why should we sell ourselves short just to have a partner? Maybe apparently that probably is not the right partner.
So I love you said you promote self-esteem, mm-hmm. self-worth, self-love, and sisterhood to all women. Unpack that a little bit.
Well, self-esteem, and this is for all women, if we lack self-esteem, then we will fall into some relationships or even whatever situation that may not be conducive for us. So if I'm lacking self-esteem, then I can almost fall for anything. Because you have to have it within you to have some self-esteem and some self-worth about yourself, because we have to share that to our daughters, to our nieces, to the next woman. So you got to have some self-esteem about yourself to say, hey, you know what? Maybe this relationship isn't going right, but I have enough self-respect for myself and self-love for myself not to get in a situation where I'm going to be hurt mentally, physically, you know, or be challenged in those type of ways.
I love it on your website. Even though you started Real Women Revealed in 2011, it's been going on a long time, long before that. Why did you start Real Women Revealed?
I was that person who always had the party and everybody ended. I was always that house. And everybody always stayed. Okay, the party may have been ended at 12, but we still had women over till 3 in the morning. We're still talking. We're still talking about relationships. We're still being vulnerable, which a lot of women do. I had a problem with vulnerability because sometimes with women, we think we're weak if we don't show vulnerability. So it started years ago. We talked and talked, and I was like, well, we're all having these issues, or we all kind of piggybacking off of each other and helping each other. Then it's a lot of other women than us four or five that's in this living room that's having some issues, and we need to talk about it, and we need to be in a safe and a non-judgmental atmosphere, because we have more things in common than we're different. Because if I haven't been through divorce, somebody in the circle's been through divorce. If somebody's having kid issues, so we can piggyback off of each other and really help each other, uplift each other.
So when 2011 came, I mean, this beautiful website, what did you start getting together? How did you get your partners? What happened in 2011?
2011, I think it was just a light bulb or the voice or God or whatever you want to say that came on and say, hey, start a really formal organization, you know, other than maybe just some of the social things that I would do at home. And just started. And then I looked for women whose fulfillment of Real Women Revealed was the same as mine, whose passion was the same as mine. I have friends who I can go to their house and they have on their Real Women Revealed t-shirt line and I don't even have it on. You know what I'm saying? They have it on just as much as I do. So those are the women that I know that are down for the movement.
And when how do they hear about Real Women Revealed? I see you got a membership. How does someone get involved with Real Women?
Well, they can go on the Facebook, on the website. That's realwomenrevealed.org. They can click on the membership. It's really a low amount. It's only $75 for a year, but you get so much out of that. And that's really just to cover some of the things that we have, because we're talking about partnering with each other and building each other up. These are women who have businesses that want to go to the next level but may be scared. So you got your sister to have your back to say, hey, we're together and we're going to make it happen.
I like that. And is it by chapters? Is it around the country? Where are you at right now only?
Well, I have a chapter, of course, here in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And I do have a small chapter in Southern California in the Inland Empire. And then I do have a small chapter in Gary, Indiana, where I was born at.
Okay. So right now, I told you, we got listeners all over the country. So people are going to your website right now, realwomenrevealed.org. They can go to the Facebook page. If someone said, hey, I'm in Michigan, I'm in Denver, I'm in Texas, what would they do if they want? How can they get in contact with you? Do they go through you? What would they have to do?
They can go on the website. They can reach out to me via email, therealwomenreveal@gmail.com. And if they're in Michigan, hey, they let's talk, let's plan it,
North Carolina, let's make it happen.
See, I'm about making it happen.
Okay.
Let's just not talk about it. Let's be about it.
So, but when they're coming to you, Audrey, we're going to break this down a little bit.
Okay.
What are some of them coming to you with? What's on their heart?
Some things that are on their heart is that some women, really, unfortunately, this is what really hurts me, of the abusive relationships. And I'm just not talking about physical. I'm talking about that mental abuse, too, whereas, you know, where you're not good enough, or you, especially when I get my older women in their later 40s or 50s, where you're older, you're not going to be able to find anybody. And then that plays on their psyche. And if you don't have enough self-esteem or self-worth, then you may believe that, especially if you've been lonely for the last months or years, mm-hmm. that may play on your psyche.
And so when they come into you, how are you coaching them? Because you are a life coach as well. How are you coaching them through? What's going on?
We're going to go through some steps of some self-worth, because me just saying, oh, you shouldn't take that may not resonate. You know, we have to go through some serious unpeeling the layers like an onion. You got to unpeel yourself. Self-reflection is key.
What I want to do, because I got another question, but
sure.
Jeremy is waving. I know that commercial break is getting ready to come in. I want to know, because it's not all negative,
no.
But before we go into the positive side of why they become members of Real Women Revealed, I also want to ask you some questions about what is the relationship between some of these women and their fathers that make them grow up to deal with grown men still dealing with little boy issues. You're listening to The Father Matter Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Audrey Jenkins of Real Women Revealed. We'll hear more from Audrey after this. Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org. And share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. Mark your calendar for June 1st for our Father Matters Job and Training Institute. If you're looking for a job, if you need to step up your resume a little bit, or if you just want to look for a different job, log on to fathermatters.org for more information about that, the Father Matters Job and Training Institute. And hey, men out there, don't be mad right now, because Audrey is kind of socking it to us. We have a men-only Fathers Mentoring Fathers Workshop June 15th, because I know and I appreciate Audrey. The beginning, she said, we got baggage as women. Well, Audrey, us men got some serious baggage too, and men, let us get together and be the best fathers that we can be. That's June 15th. And look, both of these events are free to you. The Job and Training Institute is open to women and men June 1st, but the Men Only Fathers Mentoring Fathers Workshop is June 15th. Log on to fathermatters.org for more information and registration. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at not only fathermatters.org, but soundcloud.com. Audrey, some of these sisters that are dealing with some of these bad relationships, some of them, are they trying to fix their daddy? Are they trying to fix that hole that was in their heart and getting involved with these men? What's going on? Do you see any relations? Do you hear any relations to that?
I believe that is very true, Vance. Sometimes in life, when you grow up, normally you have a template, and that's what I say. So the template is, I learned how to become a mother from my mother, you know, and I learned what a father should do from my father. But not everybody is afforded those positive role models in their family. And, you know, it's not necessarily anyone's fault, so you don't want to place blame. But sometimes when we're missing something, then we're seeking it wherever we can find it. And it could be in the wrong place. So sometimes women that may get into abusive relationships, maybe that's what they saw was abuse, and that's all they know. Mm-hmm. Until we know better, we do better. You know, so I think they are looking some women that have had some real maybe father issues probably are the ones that I've come across. This is just my experience, that have really had some tough relationships with men. And then, I'm all for counseling. Some people shy away, but I'm all for counseling that, you know, if it's something really hurting, then you need to get some help from somebody. Yeah. You got to have a supportive system.
But what would be what's great is that they could come to that safe place of Real Women Reveal.
Right.
And like you said, where do you guys meet at?
We meet all over. We have a lot of the women will open up their homes. There's some private organizations that will open up their space for us. I open up my home. Mm-hmm. So we have them all around the valley here in Phoenix where they can go. But like I said, it's a safe. We don't judge because, hey, we've all been there in one way or another. Just real quick, I also, my husband and I run a nonprofit organization
by the name of
House of Miracles Incorporated, and it's for women in the and men in the early stages of recovery from drugs and alcohol and domestic violence. So what I want to say quickly was that they'll see me come over, and you know, I'm probably coming from a meeting, I may be suited up and of that, and so I had to tell them that's kind of how the tagline started: don't let the stilettos fool you. My issue may not be drug addiction, but trust me, I've had some issues. So don't let all of this fool you. You know, maybe addiction is just not my issue, but there's other issues. So we just have to work on them. And that's why I say somebody's been through something. So it's non-judgmental. I'm not going to judge somebody on addiction because I haven't, but I had some self-esteem issues growing up in high school.
See, but then at the same time, you know people who might have overcome addiction that you can introduce them to.
Absolutely.
Because that's what we do at Father Matters in the workshop. I've never been to prison. I never dealt with drugs or alcoholism, but I got people on my staff who've been to prison, Audrey.
That's right.
I've got people on my staff who battle with alcoholism and drugs, but they're not battling today.
Right.
So they are the ones that can say, let me tell you, if you keep making those choices, let me tell you the road you're going to go down.
Right.
You're going to lose your family. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose custody of your kids. You're going to lose your job. So you have a choice. So they hear it from me. It sound motivational. Mm-hmm. But they hear it from someone who's been through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm hitting you with life. And people say, you know, Vance, you got all kinds of people on your background, on your staff, because we serve all backgrounds.
That's right.
We serve all races, and we serve people from six-figure incomes to just getting out of prison after doing 17
Absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. And the same with Real Women Reveal. I'm very intentional about having women who are in different areas. We have a doctor. We have dentists. We have life coaches. We have, you know, community leaders. So I make it a point to have people that can help in areas that I may not have any expertise on. Like you said, I can be motivational, but I can have somebody say, hey, I walked in the same shoes you're walking in.
I love a part on your website where you uplift our, you say we uplift our sisters, young and seasoned.
And seasoned. We don't necessarily want to say, quote unquote, old.
I like that.
We want to say seasoned.
And it's powerful because, you know, hearing what you're doing, it sounds like, you know, Father Matter sounds a lot like what you're doing. When you help someone that's seasoned kind of get back on track, there's nothing more powerful than seeing a seasoned person helping someone younger. Because I always share with people, I say, right now, Audrey, we are dealing with what I call a generational divorce. And the generational divorce is the younger generation don't want to go to the older generation. And the older reason why, because the younger generations know everything.
Right.
Yeah, really. But then the older generation is just sitting back waiting for them to ask them. But if the younger generation step to the older and say, hey, I'm 27, I'm about to do this with my money, or I'm about to do this in this relationship, someone 20, 30 years older than them say, well, let me tell you, if you do this, this is what could happen. But if you do this with your money, this is what could happen. But what we do as younger generations, because we want everything yesterday, so we just swipe the credit cards.
Right.
Okay? Instant gratification.
Instant gratification.
And then, you know, and one of my mentors now in his 70s, he said, Vance, back in my days, we didn't have credit cards. You worked hard. You saved money. You paid cash for it. And this generation today, I'll be 48 years old in June. And I'm in that place where I'm seeing older people how they did things, and I'm seeing younger people how they're doing things.
Right. And I like that, the generational divorce is what you say. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because when I was in Gary, Indiana, I was talking with the church who want to have Real Women Reveal there to do a conference. And they need membership in their church. They're losing membership because there's the gap. Because, like you said, the younger generation, they know everything. But what I want to say to some of the older generations, you know, don't shake your head so much at them because you were there in their shoes too. So sometimes it's like, oh, well, look at these young folks doing this. Well, no, grab them by the arm and say, hey, sit down. Let me tell you something. They need to have that. So that's where they were having a gap in their church because no one would join because it was the divorce was going on, as you mentioned.
I was speaking at a conference in San Diego not too long ago, and it was churches and it was a faith-based type conference. And that spirit just rose up into me. I'm not going to get on this plane, fly back to Phoenix and not say what I'm about to say. Okay. And if they don't like it, don't matter because I'm leaving anyway. And I was looking around there and I said, sometimes we as people who are in authority, we forget back in the day we used to sip on a little gin
and
juice.
That's right.
We forget we used to hit a little weed back in the day. And it's like, so since you don't do it anymore, you look down on the people who's doing it now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but see, your true ministry is what God helped you get
out of.
Not you got yourself
out
of. That's
what I'm saying, peeling those layers, being vulnerable. Let them know, hey, I know what you're going through. I know maybe some of the peer pressure or what have you that's going on. But don't act like you never did it. Because you're not going to help anybody.
Or your grown kids ain't 35 years old, still sleeping on your couch. Oh,
right.
You know, we don't have to blast all our information out because even the word say we don't need to let everybody know what we're going through. But sometimes our testimony, it's like this. I'm willing to have you look at me and say, wow, Vance was like that. Mm-hmm. But if it'll help you or somebody else that's listening, man, I'm not worried about it. See, I'm healed from stuff.
And that's key, what you said, was like that.
You see what
I
mean?
So if they could say, oh, if he was like that but looks like this now, oh, I need to follow this brother.
Right, right. And it's funny because I like what you said. Don't let the stilettos fool you. I got to find a name for men because now, because look, at 47, about to be 48, what used to move me at 37 and 27 don't move me no more.
Right.
Okay, don't impress me anymore. I got a 10-year-old. I drive a 10-year-old Volkswagen, Audrey. Okay,
that's right.
But I got the pink slip.
That's what I'm
at
talking
my house,
about. Exactly.
Okay, but I have friends that are my age. I call them around the country, see how they're doing. They better not miss a Monday, Audrey, because that $700 a month car payment to impress people that they don't know or like, the bank will come get it.
Yeah, and the $700 car payment that you're still in an apartment. You know what I'm saying?
Or in the hood.
Oh, right. So it doesn't matter. You know, you're flossing for what?
Yeah.
What generational wealth are you going to save up for your family? They can't take that. You know what I'm saying?
That legacy.
The legacy.
But see here, and look, we're at the end of the show now. We're getting warm, but that's okay. I'm going to have you come back.
I'll be prepared.
But it's just one of those things now. I can't be saying I'm doing this as a ministry and doing everything, but it's like I'm in just as much as debt as the people I'm trying to serve. Mm-hmm. When people see me, I tell people all the time, Audrey, I'm the wealthiest man in the world. I don't have to be nowhere for nobody. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to do that because I'm not in the kind of debt that most people are in that's got to be a slave to a job or a slave to doing something that they don't even like. They don't want to do.
They don't like. That's miserable.
You
that's
see what
stressful.
I'm saying?
That's very stressful.
So now I got a friend right now, 51 years old, it got a big house in California. If he picked you up from the airport, you would be like, man, he got a nice car, nice house, swimming pool. First of all, he would pick you up. The car is on E because he picked me up. It was on E a couple of times. Okay. And the house is so top heavy. See, when we get away from the friends and it's just me and him, he's literally crying in my arms because it's like he's so in debt. It's affecting his marriage, his parenting, everything around him. But his pride won't say, here's this car. Hey, if I got to file bankruptcy, if you got to ding my credit, his pride won't let him. And he told me, he said, Vance, and my family, man, this is success. And I didn't want to bust his bubble.
Mm.
51 years on, 3, 4, 5 different medications, stress, smoke, cigarettes,
stress.
Stuff that he didn't do back in the day.
Mm-hmm. You get rid of all that and see how happy you are. You just, the need to impress people, we just got to get rid of the need to impress others.
Audrey, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to have you come back on the show.
Yes,
but tell the listeners right now how they can get in touch with you through email, phone, website, Facebook. Talk to us. Let them know.
Okay, Real Women Reveal LLC. You can go on our Real Women Reveal Facebook page. Go on our website, www.realwomenreveal.org. Email therealwomenrevealed@gmail.com. A phone number, our business line is 623-931-2690.
Audrey, thank you for being
on
the show.
Thank you so much for this. We got to get together. We got to do some Real Women Reveal and Real Men Reveal stuff. We got a Real Men Reveal going on coming soon.
Well, thank you, Audrey.
Thank you so much
for tuning into the Father Matters show. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Look, don't forget the June Father Matters Job and Training Institute and the Father Matters Workshop. Log on to fathermatters.org for more information. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.